The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. Are you ready to get expert advice about which parts you should be buying for your heavy duty commercial trucks and trailers? You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin. And this is the place where my guests and I provide industry news and expert advice about the heavy-duty parts you need to keep your trucks and trailers rolling, lower your cost per mile, and keep you informed about what's happening in the industry. Let's get started. Welcome to Episode 2. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin. So glad that you're here. In this episode, I wanted to give you an opportunity to get to know me as I'll be the host of this show. And we're going to answer questions like, where did I grow up? How did I get started in the heavy duty parts industry? And how did I get started in podcasting? I've been working in the heavy duty parts industry in total for over 21 years. I actually started back in 1998. I grew up in eastern Canada, just a few miles north of the state of Maine in a small town in New Brunswick. I spent a lot of time with friends who lived just across the line. After graduating from high school in 1997 at the age of 17, I moved across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast and I landed in Vancouver, British Columbia. I was only a few miles north of the state of Washington, about a 2.5 hour drive from Seattle. Now in January of 1998, I was hired to work in the reman shop of a small company called Contec Products, and this is when I was introduced to the heavy duty parts industry. Now, Contec remanufactured pneumatic air valves, air dryers, and other air over hydraulic actuators. We also were the national distributor for Williams Controls. Later, we sold air compressors, remanufactured hydraulic brake boosters, and we relined brake shoes. Our customers were primarily distributors that supplied logging and mining operations in Western Canada. Now, during my 9 years at Contec Products, I held many positions, starting with being a valve rebuilder. Then I was a shop foreman, I became an operations manager, then I was a sales account manager, and finally, I was the national sales manager of that company. In 2007, I went to work for Traction Heavy Duty, which is the largest aftermarket distributor in Canada and is part of GPC, who also owns Napa Auto Parts. I was a sales account manager for them for 2 years. In January of 2009, I left Traction Heavy Duty, on good terms, to start my own business. 4 months after I resigned, Traction shut down the branch I had worked out of and systematically closed all the corporate stores in British Columbia. Now, it would be 10 years before Traction would return to the Vancouver area with a corporate store. From 2009 until 2016, I operated a contracting business that specialized in commercial exterior building cleaning. We started the business with $700 in 2009, we built it up, and we sold it on January 1st, 2016. In late 2015, just before the sale of the company, I had moved my family from the Vancouver area to Edson, Alberta. Now, this is a small town in northern Canada where my wife grew up and my parents now live. The plan at the time was to buy another business, but the heavy-duty parts industry had other plans. Now, remember how I said in 2009 that I left Traction on good terms? Well, in the years that I was operating my contracting business, the operations manager for Western Canada had left Traction and went to work for Arctic Truck Parts. This is a company that is owned by Truck Pro in the United States. Now, when he found out that I was living in Edson, he reached out to me and he explained that Arctic had a branch in Edson and that the sales account manager was 70 and was really looking to retire and they really needed some help at that branch. In September of 2016, I accepted the position. And as of the recording of this episode in the spring of 2019, I'm responsible for over $2.5 million in sales, and I'm part of the leadership of that store. So that's my history in the heavy-duty parts industry. But you might be thinking, well, how did you get into podcasting? Well, people kept asking me how I started a business with $700, built it up, and sold it only a few years later. And I was happy to share what I knew, and I even coached over a dozen people. But eventually I found it was just too much. You know, basically I found myself telling the same stories over and over again, sharing the same messages over and over again, and I thought to myself that there's got to be a better way. So on March 25th, 2018, I launched a business podcast, which became known as Build a Better Business with Jamie Irvin. I did 150 episodes sharing all that I knew. and I interview dozens of business thought leaders and entrepreneurs to learn their blueprint for business success and to share that with my audience. You can find the Build a Better Business podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can find it on my website, jamieirvin.ca. Now, as I learned how to produce a podcast and I learned more about the podcast industry, I realized that there was a need for a podcast that served the heavy-duty parts industry specifically. And that's how the Heavy Duty Parts Report came about. So that's my story, and that's why I started the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Next episode, we're going to discuss the difference between purchase price and cost per mile, and why it is so important to get good information before making a buying decision. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to visit heavydutypartsreport.com for complete show notes of every episode, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast as soon as those podcast players are up and live. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the independent service channel take care of your commercial equipment.